place where they can let go. But sometimes people cry in church because they are deeply moved. Something touches them and they begin to weep. And that is what happens in the reading from Nehemiah. The people go to church. They may not have a building anymore, but they had church that morning in the square before the Watergate in the beat up city of Jerusalem. And upon hearing the scriptures read, the people could not help but cry, which was sort of surprising because on the surface, things seemed to be going well for God's people. These are the fortunate ones, the ones who returned to Israel from exile in Persia. They have come to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, rebuild its walls, and rebuild its temple. And all of this is cause for celebration. And yet, the people wept. And this was not quiet, cover your face kind of crying because you're embarrassed. In Hebrew, the word is more than just crying. In Hebrew, the people were lamenting. They were wailing and grieving because underneath it all, things were not going so well. The Israel they came home to was not the paradise that their parents remembered so fondly. Jerusalem was, in fact, to put it politely, a dump. Nor were the people left behind after Israel's defeat happy to see them. In fact, they sabotaged and tore down everything the former exiles worked so hard to rebuild. And all the hardship and all the stress created division among the former exiles so that they were fighting and mistreating one another. Maybe some of them regretted returning to Israel, and maybe some of them wished they'd stayed in Persia, a place that looked better and better in the rearview mirror. And so, in disappointment and in grief, they turned to Scripture. They turned to God. They asked Ezra, the priest and the scribe, to read the law to them, and so he began to read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Hebrew scripture called the Torah. Hour after hour, Ezra read to this community seeking healing, seeking peace, seeking restoration. From early morning until midday, he read. Preparing for this homecoming Sunday, this is the scripture that came to mind. This return from exile, the return to normal that was really not so normal, and the resulting disappointed expectations. The story is so similar to our own, even though our exiles are not at all the same. Israel was defeated in battle, her people kidnapped by enemies, forced to go with them back to their country. Our nation and our world was overcome by the coronavirus, forcing us to retreat to our homes for our own safety and the safety of others. Their population was decimated by war, ours by illness. Their temple was physically destroyed, our church building sat mostly empty. Their exile lasted a generation, while our lockdown lasted for a year and a half. The exiles' homecoming did not go according to plan, not at all as expected. The same might be said of our homecoming as well. Things are not the same as we return from what feels like a long exile. When we left the church building after worship on Sunday, March 8th in 2020, we had no idea that we would not return to worship here until today, July 11th, 2021. We had no idea. Finally, we returned to worship together, the body of Christ, in one place. But like it was for those former exiles, things are not the same. Even with vaccines and even with declining coronavirus infection rates, we cannot go back to the way things were. We're still wearing masks. We cannot sing or say together the Lord's Prayer. We cannot hug or shake hands or move around the sanctuary at will. And there are empty seats in our sanctuary, brothers and sisters who died while we were apart. So things are far from normal. So maybe, like those returning exiles, while things look happy on the surface, maybe underneath we're grieving and slightly disappointed and even close to tears. And maybe this is true for some of us. So maybe, like those returned exiles, we need to hear Ezra the scribe read the Torah. Read scroll after scroll, hour after hour, because as he read, he told the story of God's relationship with God's people. He reminded the people of their history, God's creation of the world and of humanity, human failings and God's mercy, God's covenant with God's people, God's anger, God's forgiveness, stories of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, slavery in Egypt, liberation, wandering in the wilderness, entering the promised land. As Ezra spoke, the people heard the stories, the poems, the songs, the blessings, the commandments, and the promises. They heard it all. And they remembered their identity. They remembered who they were and whose they were. They belonged to God. And in the midst of the remembering, they could not help but grieve their losses and their failures, and so they mourned. They grieved, they lamented, they wept. Finally, Ezra the scribe and Nehemiah the governor told them to stop. Please stop. Put away the grief. The leaders reminded them, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. In fact, Nehemiah advised them to celebrate. Go your way, eat the fat, drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared, for today is holy. Do not be grieved. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Eat and drink, give food to those who have none. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The scripture reminded God's people of their own identity, but it also reminded them of God's character. Because God's character, along with all the heavy duty, serious stuff, God's character includes unbridled joy. Joy. God invites celebration, fun, and laughter. God encourages and loves joy. There's plenty of sorrow in this world. We have seen and experienced it firsthand during the pandemic. When Ezra and Nehemiah tell the people to stop weeping, when they remind them that this day is holy, when they say that the joy of the Lord is your strength, they are emphasizing that joy is a gift. It is a gift from God, a fruit of the Spirit, something to be seized and celebrated in the moment, the very moment that it occurs. People of God, on this homecoming Sunday, on this Sunday when we continue to live with the effects of the virus, on this Sunday when we miss our friends who have joined the company of the saints in heaven, on this day when we are too aware of things we cannot do in worship, let us remember, like the Israelite people so long ago, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Here we are, worshiping together again, enjoying one another's company, hearing the beautiful music, grateful to God that we are here in this beautiful place, that God is with us and we can worship and celebrate together. So friends, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? All right. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to do that. Anna's going to play number 804, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart. So follow along in your hymnal if you like.